Hi, this is Babelito.
And this is Fabi Fav, and you're listening to a Mordida Minisode, a small bite in between our full episodes to tide you over until next Thursday.
Take it away, vámonos!
Mordida! 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 Mordida!
Show, vato.
Mentira, mentira, mentira.
Tus besos, abrazos.
Hi, how are you?
Cuánta energía, qué bárbaro.
I know, I'm still thinking about our time in Denver. That fucking bar, El Potrero.
It always saves our lives, man. Like, it was just amazing. And everybody needs to know that I came in third place in a dancing contest with Madalena. Hey!
Congratulations.
Muchas, muchas gracias. I hurt my back in the process, but I was very happy.
Oh my gosh. And great job in Denver, by the way, with your lecture at the Denver Art Museum. That was awesome.
Muchas, muchas gracias. And shout out to Lola and to Karina and to Leslie, everybody that came to the talk. Like, I felt very supported. It was kind of like my defense, like the defense that I want to have before I actually defend my dissertation next month. So,
you know what?
It was a beautiful thing. ¿Qué onda?
I really want to get into what you're doing, what your dissertation is about. This is going to be a full episode of Latinos Who Lunch, but I'm going to wait till after you graduate and you get your PhD. Because I don't want to stress you out. But I don't even understand what the fuck you're doing, so.
That's all right. You know, it's taking me a long time to actually make connections with this, like, old paintings to what's happening right now. And it's taking me, like, 10 years. But, yeah, actually, an episode will be a good opportunity to talk about all these issues. But you're going to have to read the whole thing, man.
Read?
Do you understand that concept? Very simple.
Can you make an audiobook of it? Okay, well, it was really fun hanging out with you in Denver. And I have a really important question to ask you.
Pregúntame, mi chavo, pregúntame.
How come you never bring toothpaste when we travel?
Wait. Yo no sé.
Every, you know why? Because I've known you for almost 4 years, and you never bring toothpaste. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Because you're the problem, because you always bring toothpaste. So no. I just, every time I'm packing my shit, I'm like, this is more than 4 ounces, so it's not going to be able to go on the plane. Justin is going to bring some toothpaste. And you always do. You always come through.
Well, yeah, because I care about my hygiene. What if I forgot
too,
my toothpaste?
I know you.
What if I forgot my toothpaste?
Pues vamos a la Walmart.
Vamos a la Walmart.
Ay, no. Oye, güey, ahora yo te voy a preguntar algo.
Okay, pregúntame.
Did you see Drag Race?
Yes, bitch.
This week.
What the hell?
Dude, I was so... Well, okay. First of all, I came on Friday, so we were in Denver, so we could see it, right? I came home, and I already knew what was going to happen, but I didn't know how it all went down.
Yeah.
So, I can't even.
I'm really heartbroken. I thought, you know, it was just a given. I thought Valentina was going to make it to the end. And I think everybody thought that. So it was really shocking to see her go.
Like, when she got eliminated, I was waiting for the Tyra Banks to come out of RuPaul and be like, we were all rooting for you.
Somebody did that online. Did you see that?
They did. Oh, no. I don't know. I really was waiting for RuPaul to do a bigger speech because, man, like, first of all, when she went into the Lip Sync for Your Life, she had that mask. And I'm thinking, what the hell is happening? And then when RuPaul stopped the lip sync, it was too much. It was too much.
Yeah, so what happened was it was Club Kid Couture. That was the runway. And the challenge on RuPaul's Drag Race last week was for everybody to do a TV pilot. Valentina and Nina Bonina Brown, they were teamed together and they did a really horrible job. So they had to lip sync for their lives. If you've never
seen
If you listen to us and you've never seen RuPaul's Drag Race, get your life together. It was just we weren't ready to see Valentina go. And to be honest, I felt like Valentina was the first time that I was represented on RuPaul's Drag Race.
I completely agree. Like, I started thinking about Adore and the Chola aesthetic, but really, it was Valentina who brought it. I mean, let's talk about something that I've been thinking about since Friday. I've been thinking about, well, since Monday, a lot. The fact that, because I didn't pay attention to it till I started reading, the fact that she said that Guadalupe was her drag mom.
Okay.
Like, that...
Okay.
Go ahead.
You're bringing really great points up. First of all, there has been other Latina queens. Absolutely. There's always Puerto Rican queens on the show, and no shade to them. They're amazing. But it's so incredible to me to see all these LA queens and none of them are Latina, because we know that on the West Coast, there are so many Latina drag queens that represent Mexico, that represent Latin America, you know? So we either had this exotization of Puerto Rico, right, with people like Yara Sofia or Jessica Wilde, or I mean everyone, right?
And a lot of those queens too, they bring this like Caribbean exotic wilderness, sort of like very problematic sometimes aesthetic. But when it comes to the Chicano aesthetic, we were still waiting for one, and I think we got it in a way with Valentina.
Yeah, and I mean, you said Adore Delano did bring it a little bit, but she never truly like embraced that, or that wasn't part of her storyline ever. You know what I mean? And there's been other Latinas, Chicanas on the show, like Delta Work, like James Mansfield, like who else? Carmen Carrera. No, I think she's Puerto Rican actually, but
she's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, but still, like. It was just so nice to see her kind of pay tribute to her culture without exploiting it. You know, she just did a beautiful job.
I was reading some queer theory by Jose Esteban Munoz, and he talked about how drag, the elasticity of drag queen, it's about representing different subjectivities, like different genders, right?
Yeah.
But he also says that it's about crossing identities, national identities, class identities, geographical identities. And that's, I feel that's what we got with Valentina, because it's not only new drag, but also like 1940s Mexican golden cinema drag queen. And like one of the outfits, she had like a python dress with this fur. And then she was wearing the iconic necklace the iconic necklace of Maria Felix. Like, even though you see that when you go to Mexico, you see those drag queens in bars and everywhere, but not represented in TV. And that was so important. I think that's why people went crazy. When I started looking at Instagram that day, I was like, oh my God, people are mad. Not only with the show, but also with her. Because again, everybody thought she was going to make it to the top three.
Yeah, and a lot of people are giving her shit because, you know, she didn't know the lyrics and it was a lip sync for your life and she didn't want to take her mask off. But I mean, it's probably one of the most nerve-wracking things in your life. And she was saying to Michelle Visage on What You Packin', you know, she has that YouTube show, that she basically had an out-of-body experience. Like, she didn't even feel like she was in her own body at the time. And then, for sure, she's a perfectionist, so, like, she didn't want to take her mask off because she didn't beat her face below her nose, you know what I mean? Because she had that mask on. So,
oh yeah,
and she didn't know the words because she was just freaking out inside. So I think she did the best she could at the moment. And unfortunately, it was, you know, Nina Bonina Brown, just, she did that.
She just killed it. Like, when I saw that they were both together, I was like, oh, shit, that's it. But I really thought she was going to. But going back to what you were saying earlier, that's true. Like, no other drag queen in Drag Race has really, like, embraced or asserted, you know, her Mexicanidad. I mean, one of the first outfits was a mariachi outfit. Like,
yeah.
How badass is that?
And it's so funny to hear the judges' critiques on RuPaul's Drag Race and see how ignorant they are when they're describing the outfits that she's wearing, because she's... Mm-hmm. There's very specific references that she's giving. Like, for example, her club kid look was very Spanish, like Matador, you know? And like all of the jokes that Carson Kressley was doing was like Mexican jokes. And I'm like, it's obviously a Spanish look. Like and it just shows that they can't tell the differences or the nuances like of her looks. Like, what's colonial, what's Chicano, what's when she's referencing a movie star, you know, which I was kind of mad about. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, you know what? This is cool because this is for us. This is not for the judges, you know?
Exactly. And also, I was reading a piece where somebody was offended when she was talking about the Virgen de Guadalupe and being her drag mother. The music that they put her in, it was almost like that fucking cucaracha. Like, what the fuck?
How fucking funny was that? Like, they tried to make her a weirdo by worshiping the Virgen de Guadalupe and claiming her as her saint. Millions of people. Yeah, like millions of people do in Mexico, in the United States, across the world. Like, hello, the Virgin Mary. Like, that, how is that weird? I thought that was so funny how they try to make her seem wacky for like having faith in something. That was really funny.
Yes. And I mean, when you think of la Virgen de Guadalupe, that's the Mexican flag for so many people. And it came to mind 1,000 references, because there's been other like Chicano artists that have worked with that image. Yolanda Lopez in the 70s. Alma Lopez in 2001, she had this Our Lady, and she had a bikini Virgen de Guadalupe with roses. But I feel like Valentina took it in a different direction, because it's not like she dressed like the Virgen de Guadalupe, but almost like a reverence to the identity of Chicanos through la Virgen de Guadalupe by calling her mother. And she's not the only one. Like, there's so many people that call la Virgen de Guadalupe, you know, like the mother of Mexico, you know? So I don't know, like, all those little details that, in a way, I missed throughout the show, reviewing after she got kicked out. And now I realize how important was to have Valentina representing the community for the show. So she's going to be missed, man.
I know. I'm really sad to see her go. And I just love, you know me, I love drag queens that are in full character all the time. And even though Valentina wasn't like a character, like a comedy queen, you know, it's still Valentina. And I've seen people online give her shit for being so like in character, even when she's out of drag, you know, like people want to see that vulnerability. That's a big thing in reality TV.
Yeah.
But I think of it different. And you know what changed my mind after listening to that Missing Richard Simmons podcast? I was like, you know, people need to set boundaries when they're in the public eye. You don't have to be 100% vulnerable when you are a celebrity. So I think when Valentina is Valentina, even though when she's at a drag, you know, and she has her soft voice and she answers everything very calculated, I think that's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, she needs to take care of herself, because, you know, they talked about it a little bit on RuPaul's Drag Race this season. You know, she had an eating disorder. People deal with mental health issues, and people need to set boundaries. So I think that's what Valentina, she's really smart. That's what she's doing by, you know, having this, and I'm sure it's not a character, but she's playing it up, obviously.
Yeah, and I think it's a dual thing. It's about protecting yourself, but also asserting a very specific character. She knows what she was doing. And every single piece that has been written about her during the show and after the show everywhere, it's very specific about bringing the Mexicanidad into the show. So I think she's very aware of that. I mean, she had only been doing drag for, what, 9-10 months before the show started?
Yeah.
And she already put together a brand. Like, that's memorable. And if that's what it takes to protect your brand, then do it, you know? Like, I'm all about it.
Yeah, and thank you, Valentina, for not coming out in a Frida Kahlo outfit. Like, that's...
Muchísimas gracias.
That was... You know how predictable that shit was? And then... Yeah. Thank you for not coming out as a taco or a burrito, because that's another thing that I see a lot of people doing. Like...
Exactly.
I mean, she came out in a mariachi. That's pretty cliche, but... She looked fucking good as a mariachi.
But and it was her own version of the mariachi. I mean, and we always talk about Juan Gabriel and embracing, like, queerness through this, like I don't know, switching the idea of the macho. So seeing a drag queen in a own female version of a mariachi, like, that was badass. I mean, she knew exactly what she was doing.
Yes. Well, we miss you, Valentina. And, you know, if you're ever in Las Vegas, Latinos Who Lunch is here. So come by our studio.
Las puertas están abiertas, mujer.
Yeah. So let's talk about Drag Race. Who do you think's going to win now?
Oh, shit. I'm rooting for Sasha, man. Like, I'm really rooting for Sasha, but I don't know.
I love Sasha. I think it's going to be Sasha. I know. It's going to be between Shay. I think it's the Trinity. Trinity, Sasha, and Shay. I hope that's the final three.
We should write them down, because I don't know. I thought it was Shay, Sasha, and Valentina on the top three. So now I have to rethink the whole thing. We'll see.
I don't know. After Alexis' last thing, I was like, she's got to go. I don't know what the fuck she's still doing there.
Cuando estaba vestida del hombre verde, ay, no, gracias.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, do you have any announcements? Do you have anything coming up, Babaluco?
Nope, I'm just here. I'm going to defend in a month, and I'm moving back home, so I need to start learning how to edit the podcast. Nothing exciting happening. What about you?
Well, oh, my God, thank you for asking. I will be in Denver on June 3rd. I think I said the wrong date on the last podcast, but June 3rd, that's a Saturday, the first Saturday in June. I will be in Denver, Colorado at the Denver Art Museum. And I'm going to do one of my family fiesta performances. That's right. Over 20 of my family members are going to Denver, and we're going to party at the Denver Art Museum. Find us by the cow sculptures. That's where we're going to be.
Oh, my God.
I know. So
barbecuing under the cow sculptures.
We're going to have, there's going to be a taco truck. There's going to be piñata, cake. We're going to have a great time, and good music, obviously. Also, coming June 29th to the Peterson Automotive Museum, I'm making a big sculpture of the Gypsy Rose. It's a famous lowrider. That show opens the 29th of June at the Peterson Automotive Museum, The High Art of Riding Low. Then I'm happy to announce that I know, bitch, it never ends. I will be the artist in resident at the Fountainhead Residency in Miami, Florida, between June 6th through July 15th. So if there's any Latinos Who Lunch listeners out there, I would love to meet you. Let's talk. Again, June 6th to July 15th in Miami, Florida. Okay, I think that's all I got.
Oye, into family fiesta, just don't give anybody gomitas, because, man, those things mess me up.
Can you? Well, we can't talk about those. Oh, my God, speaking of that, shout out... Shout out to our friends Jose Hernandez and Alonso Reina Rivarola. Damn, that's a name. They came in all the way from Salt Lake City last week to come check out Las Vegas, because they listened to the podcast. And I met them right after coming home from Denver, and I was so freaking tired. I couldn't hang out with them. But anyway, it was so great to meet them. Thank you to all our listeners. We love you guys. Again, if you haven't rated us on iTunes, please do that. It's so important because the more reviews we have, the more visible we are on iTunes. And visibility is
essential.
It's essential. It is important. It's everything, guys. So go ahead and get on iTunes, rate us 5 stars.
5 stars only.
And if you have any questions, concerns, email us at latinoswholunch@gmail.com. Visit our website, latinoswholunch.com, and find us on the interwebs. We're on Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Audio Boom, so many different platforms. We're there, and we're ready. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. Can you say something?
Yeah, well, ya ponte a trabajar.
Bye!
Chao!